Mabilmat Odum Sal. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Umbil Amen. Because worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil one, Christ, who are both thine and the kingdom, power, glory, and honor. Amen. Here or there, both. Both are okay. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. I'd like to welcome you, all of you. We hope to start, as of today, what we have used years ago. I mean to have the servants' meeting for the whole servants, for the all sects, together. And the aim of God of that is to have one heart and one spirit and to benefit from each other, to learn from each other, and to strengthen that. The benefits of the service for ourselves and also for the kids whom we serve. I hope that next time every one of us will be ready at 1:30 to start exactly at 1:30. Sorry. We agreed last time that the lesson should not take long time because the issue is not the length of the time, the lesson or the time of the lesson, but the concentration in main points given in a proper time for our kids to concentrate, to understand, and to absorb everything. And for us also, especially when we have a long day, start at 8 o'clock, especially the deacons who come early, and I hope that every deacon and every servant comes early as much as he can. And after that we have the service, so we need to finish together at the same time and to be ready, and also to finish our servants' meeting in a good time for us to benefit the rest of the day, and also to, not to guarantee, but at least to be sure that most of us will be able to attend the meeting. Last Sunday we discussed in about 1 hour with some of you, they were only 9 or 10, thank God you are more than that. Now, we discussed the program of the meeting, I mean the servants' meeting. And I remember that I said to them, in the past when I came 21 years ago, we used to have something in the beginning from Tasbihah, from Al-Hayn, something for us to learn in few minutes and then have the lesson, or give chance to every one of us to give us meditation on one of the Psalms. And these Psalms were distributed randomly with the dates for everyone. And I remember that I said I will take care of the curriculum of this meeting. On Friday, I met with Ramaz, and I found that they already started to have a special curriculum in St. John's Center after the lesson. So I preferred to go ahead until Easter with their curriculum, until Magdi Kariakos comes from his trip, and we discuss with all the supervisors and coordinators, and then come to you with the curriculum. And after we give the curriculum, and after also we settle everything in our meeting, I don't think that any one of us will have any excuse to miss our meeting, except if there a very serious reason prevents him or her from attending. And we want to agree on that before we start, because it's very essential to have a successful service, number one for us, and number two for the kids. Because if I am not filled enough, I will not be able to give. And if I don't live enough, I will not be able to convince or give a real benefit to my kids. According to the curriculum which the Ramaz group, let us say, was following, one of the subjects was something I myself was interested to talk with you about, which is the spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. النضج الروحي. Spiritual maturity is something very important for every servant. I forgot to tell, I skipped today hymns because we started about 1:40 instead of 1:30. But next time, I don't want to come and start at 1:30, even if there is classes here or there, not yet finished. I don't want to be forced to do that. Don't let me do that, but I can do it. 1:30 means we start 1:30. So, again I say, spiritual maturity is something very important for us as servants in the field of God. And the spiritual maturity is a very important key element in our service. In general, everyone tries to develop his relationship and to increase his relationship with God day by day. But specifically, the servant is supposed more to have that. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ insisted every time he sent his disciples or apostles, when they came back reporting to him about everything, he used to take them in the wilderness, in a very place, deserted place, and to give them boost, to give them recharging, because we need to recharge our spiritual battery day by day. So Spiritual maturity has many elements. I will try to speak today about just one, which is the relationship with Jesus Christ. And you can say, oh, relationship? Are you coming after all the time to stay, to say, speak to us about the relationship? Okay. We'll explain and you will judge yourself. If you really have true relationship, serious relationship, successful relationship with Jesus Christ or not. When we say relationship with God, it means we need the deep relationship, the real relationship with God. Not a relationship on surface with God. Not on the boundaries of my life, but in the middle of the picture. In the heart of the picture. And this needs from me five essential key elements. Number one, personal prayer. Personal prayer. Everyone prays, and every one of us comes to the church and attend the liturgy. All of it, half of it, one third of it, whatever. We attend the liturgy. Now we pray with the congregation, deacons, servants, or laymen. But personal relationship, personal prayer with God is something different from the liturgical prayer. We have here what we call group prayer or liturgical prayer. But there is another kind of prayer, very important. The Lord spoke about it and the church prepared it, prepared us on it before we started the Great Lent. And it was the pre-Lent Sunday, when the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching the multitudes about how to pray, how to fast, and how to give alms. For how to pray, he said, if you want to pray, go in your room, close your door, and pray to your Lord in hidden. And the Lord who sees in hidden will reward you when open. And I'll ask myself, as a servant, how many times do I pray during the day? How many times? Do I start my day really with prayer? Do I thank God for He has kept me all night, sending His angels to guard me while I'm sleeping and giving me a new day from sunrise to sunset? Do I thank Him for that? I was listening to Grade 7 today, their confessions, and they discovered that most of them don't even say the Lord Prayer in the morning. I uncover their confessions because it's something general, which is specific. But this is the fact. And you can ask yourself, do you start your day with prime prayers to you? How many of us? I will not ask one by one. No. I'm just saying to let you ask yourself, do you start your day with the prime prayer? Do you, when you get up from your bed, the first thing is to stand towards the east and say the Lord's Prayer, thanking God that He kept you all night and gave you a new day? And look towards the east here, because it's very good to look at the sun shining, telling you, telling Him that this is the sun that you created, but you are the true light who came to enlighten my heart and all the world. We need that. Please ask yourself, do you pray in the morning? Also, at the end of the day, do you pray before going to bed, or you feel exhausted, or you feel dizzy, or you feel very tired, not concentrating, just crossing yourself and laying on bed? Do you do that? As a servant, we say we have a good relationship with God. Good relationship with God starts with your personal prayer. Liturgical prayer is very important, because you cannot find anywhere else to receive the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ except here. That's why we come together to have the liturgical service. However, it's not enough for me. I have to have a personal relationship, direct relationship, confident relationship, specific relationship with God. I have to do that. No, not I have. I need to do that. I don't like the word I have or I should with my relationship with God. I'm not a slave. I'm not a servant. I'm a son. And I need to speak to my Father, my Heavenly Father. I need that. I'm delighted to that. To do that. I am honored to do that. And I'm seeking for that. Do you have this feeling in the morning? And in the evening, do you have this feeling? Or is just yourself busy enough and the day was too long for you? And the day was very hard for you, in your work, in your study, in your dealing with the people, with the pharmacist or doctor. Or engineer or student. Every one of us deals with the people. So at the end of the day, do you find in your heart a very important part to stand and to speak to the Lord in Vespers or compline prayer? Do you have that? This is the very important. And I ask myself, why don't I grow in spirit enough? I'm a servant. I'm a servant in the church. Why I'm not growing, increasing in my relationship with God? Because I don't have personal, direct relationship with Him. Praying in the morning and praying in the evening. And then comes question from three letters, how? H-O-W. Yes, I pray in the morning. Yes, I pray in the evening. Next question, how do I pray? As a habit? As a must? as something I do every day, repeatedly, or I enjoy that. I find it the best end and the best start to my day is to speak to Him. Because no one on earth or in heavens loves me more than Him. Yes? That's why I return His love with love in the morning and in the evening. This is number one. Number two, when I speak to God, He listens to my voice. But my relationship with people is not a monologue. My relationship with God is the scene. My relationship with you is a dialogue. I ask Jihan and Jihan replies. She asks me, I reply. There is a discussion between us. There is a dialogue between us. So I pray to Him. He listens to my voice. What He speaks to me, I listen to His voice through the Bible. Through the Bible. And this is the intimate relationship with God. As I speak to Him, He speaks to me. And the Bible is the beloved letter from God to me. If I love someone and I receive his letters, now you receive the emails or messages or Facebook or Twitter or Weyan or whatever. Yani, every day when I open, I find X wants to be friend to you on Twitter. Okay, X wants you to be friend or Facebook. Okay, X. Names. Sometimes I know them, sometimes I don't know them. But they want to be friends with me. Why? Because he wants to know that I read his messages and I return his messages. Facebook, Twitter, what else? most of times, I'm just giving you an idea about the life that we live together. So the same must be, the same will be better when it's with God. So how often do we read the Bible? As servants, I ask you, when you read the Bible, do you read the Bible every single day? Do you have at least a chapter consequently in one of the books as a servant, day by day, choosing a verse, trying to memorize the verse, trying to apply the verse practically on your life and to live it? Long time I told you about one of the monks. He was a monk at that time when I was, and it was 41 years ago, when I was new priest, ordained new priest. I spent 40 days in St. Al-Adra, Syrian, and Amba Bishoy Monastery. And I was moving between here and there. We resided in Syrian Monastery, but we used to visit here. And I used to visit one of the monks in his cell. Now he is one of the metropolitans of our church. I don't want to say his name. But at least at that time he was a new monk. When I visited his cell, I found something strange. Of course, he didn't have a bed. He just have a mattress on the ground, whatever, and a small table. This is his kitchen. And small library on another corner. And I found papers, same size. I said, can I? I said, you okay? I read verse on the paper. And I moved to the other paper. I saw the same verse. I went to the table of the library. I saw the same verse. I looked at the bed. I saw the same verse. I said, hey, Abuna, what is that? He said, I am stupid. I cannot memorize easily. So at the beginning of the day, when I read the chapter, and then a verse takes my eyes, I write it a couple of times, and I put it everywhere in the cell. So as wherever I go, I find the verse. I read it. At the end of the day, I found myself, memorized it, meditated in it. This is the way that one of the monks saw to memorize, to have a benefit practically from the Bible. Tawan, of course, we cannot do that because we don't live in the cell of time like this monk. But I give you just an idea about how important the Bible was to this monk, who now has become a responsible in a very big parish and the metropolitan and the church, because the Lord saw his faithfulness and his honesty in his relationship, and he appointed him on the big, according to what he said, be faithful on the little and you will be given on the big. So I ask myself, how do I read the Bible? And then how often I read the Bible? As servants, I ask you, really, Uddam Rabbena, really, Uddam Rabbena, how often do you read the Bible? Do you read a chapter for yourself, not for the service? Every single day. Do you put a verse from this chapter, meditating and thinking of it? Number three. We are speaking, to remind you, we are speaking about the spiritual maturity. Sacraments. We all believe in seven sacraments. Yes. Do you visit the sacrament of confession? How often do you do that? When was the last time when you confessed? And the confession here is not the confession. It's the repentance and confession. Do we repent daily, day by day, at the end of the day, in the Vespers, on the compline, give a chance to repent and to regret about what our deeds and our behavior? Do we do that? And do we regularly visit our confession father to have this sacrament alive in my life? And then after that, Abuna, please, on this Sunday, all the class wants to confess. Yes, okay, I'm happy for that. But you as servants, how often do you confess? And how do you confess? It's a waking time for us. We are in the middle of the Great Lent, and we do not want to betray ourselves. If we want really to grow in the Spirit and to have a maturity in life, in our service, and successful one, we start from ourselves. I was thinking that every class who want to confess, all the children of the class want to confess, start with the servants. Servants first, and then the kids. Come on, if they are confessing to the same confession father who hears the confession of the students. If you have another confession father, that's fine. But be sure, if you want your class to confess next week, be sure that you confessed with or before them. Because we don't teach words. We don't teach knowledges. We teach life. But we start from ourselves. Prayer, personal prayer, reading in the Bible, sacraments, confession, Holy Communion. We want to receive the Holy Communion every single day. Okay? Do you start to prepare yourself for the Holy Communion every time you come to the church, beside the repentance and the confession? How often do you attend the Vespers? How often? How early do you come to the church to attend the liturgy and to give yourself and the kids a practical lesson about the importance of the liturgy? Ask yourself. If we are coming to attend the liturgy as servants, do we on Saturday revise the readings or recite the readings of the next day on Sunday to have at least an idea about the topic of the liturgy, of the readings, the catechumen liturgy on this day? Or we just come not prepared on anything and just, oh, to start, oh, khalas. It's not practical benefits. If you want to start, if it is from your heart and you want really to receive the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, preparing yourself, there is a great difference between my mother and my wife when they are in the kitchen to prepare a delicious food for me. Between this mother and the other mother, when she puts all the food together, mix it, put it, 5 minutes, eat. Or to prepare it, patiently, step by step, put it, and give it to me, delicious, smell good, and taste. This is the main difference between someone who prepares himself to receive the Holy Communion and one to crush himself for the Holy Communion without preparing, without tasting. This is a sacrament. All of us receive the Holy Communion, but do you feel really, when Abuna puts the body in your mouth, that this is the body that was crucified 2,000 years on the cross? And this is the blood which poured from his body to forgive my sins? I'll give you an example. In the past, you know, the people in the past, how did they use to receive the Holy Communion? They used to put their hand like that. And Abuna puts the body on his hand, and he says to him, "This is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ." And the receiver says, "Yes, I do believe. Amen." And he eats it. This is what was in the past. But later they found that many fragments they were afraid of that. So they asked the priest to put it in the mouth. But at least most of the priests says, "Body of Emmanuel, this is in truth. Body of Jesus Christ, this is in the blood of Jesus Christ, is in truth." Why? Because we do believe that this is something continuous. No, مش بس continuous. It's something eternal. The effect of the body and the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, which was on the cross itself, is continuing in me, and I receive it. Do I believe that? Or just a blessing? I have to go. It's a blessing. Very good. All the people go to the Holy Communion and go. This is the sacrament. So the sacramental life in you as a servant also is very important for you to teach and for you to live. That's why you find yourself all time when you teach, you touch and mention these subjects, very important. And this is the main difference between a sacramental teaching and just biblical teaching. Number four, works. I do not want to speak about that in details, but you know that. Works. Works means, in one word, please teach what you live and live what you teach. Otherwise, you will be like an actor giving act, and then the curtain closes, finished the act. Teach what you live and live what you teach. A servant, if you want a real personal relationship with God, real spiritual maturity, live that. This leads me to the last element, which is fasting. Fasting is something the Lord puts to us from the beginning in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And it is not heavy burden on my shoulder. No, it's something very beneficial to me. That's why the Lord many times mentioned the effect of the fasting and prayer. Many times the disciples were not able to cast out demons and asked the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, for two reasons: lack of faith from your side, and because this Satan cannot be cast out except by fasting and prayer. So are you fasting? And if you are you fasting by body only? Or you take from the fasting a very good chance for you to change? Let the fasting be a turning point in your life. Let the fasting be a good chance for you to overcome your weaknesses. Let the fasting be a very important time for you to get virtues. Not only overcome the passives, the negatives, but also to integrate the positives, to have virtual life. And this is the fasting. Summarizing what I said, one of the important factors for me to have a spiritual maturity. Number one, with the relationship with God, personal prayer, effective reading in the Bible, spiritual concept and practicing of the sacraments, being assuring that I am living what I teach, I'm teaching what I live, and five, give a spiritual fasting time to be a very good chance for me to improve spiritually and to deepen more and more my relationship with God. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Sorry for the 2 minutes that I... 2 minutes. Now we said we finished 2:15, now it's 2:17, although I started 1:40, not 1:30. بس احنا we skipped 10 minutes بتاعت ال بتاعت الألحان, that's why. Do you have any question? Thank you for listening. Inshallah, next time we'll know the go ahead with the curriculum and the speakers until the Easter, please. Thank you so much. Let us pray. Blessed are those who have mercy, who give to the poor and fasted, pray the Holy Spirit will fill their hearts. The Son will show them mercy on the judgment. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thy in the kingdom of glory. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Mina.